what is the, a lot of the recent events which took place regarding the eight ship flotilla sailing towards the world's largest prison, which is Gaza, helping innocent people over there. And the Israeli commandos, they just intercept that, and they killed, brutally killed 20 of the aid workers. On the same topic, today in the Friday ceremony, the leader of Islamic Revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said these repeated mistakes indicated that the Zionist regime is inching its way towards the ultimate faith, which is collapse. For Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad Salawat. Very beautiful saying, again from the same book, which has a saying for all the saints of Imam Khomeini. The topic is the preservation of Islam, how to preserve Islam. Imam says, preservation of Islam, if we see Islam in danger, we must preserve it with our lives. Without wasting more time, I would like to invite our guest speaker. He's coming from Washington, D.C., Imam Abdul Ali Musa. Please recite a loud salawat to welcome him. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره وأؤمن به جل وعلا ولا أكفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. Before I begin, I'd just like to say it's always an honor and a privilege to be here. We've been coming here for decades, and we feel very honored to see us all grow old together, and hopefully to reach some of our goals together. I would like to read from, it's called Our Declaration of Independence, and it's from a program we had in D.C. It's called Repunk the FBI, and it bounces off a program which we had the year before that called How to Punk the FBI. And we did these programs because most of the people in our community are afraid of the FBI. They're afraid of them. So we go downtown to the FBI and we call a bunch of cowards and sissies to their face. And there's nothing they can do about it. And we do that to show people that you're wasting all of your time and energy sitting up in your house worrying about the FBI and what they're going to do to you. That we cannot live our lives. We cannot reach our goals in life worrying about how someone else will feel about where we're trying to go. So I'd like to begin, before going into the subject of Imam Khomeini and his great contribution to all of us, it says, Repunk the FBI, Practitioners of Tyranny and Oppression. It's called Our Declaration of Independence. Now, all of you who have studied the U.S. Declaration of Independence, some of the vocabulary would be very similar, but with some changes. But in the course of human events, it become necessary for one people to dissolve their allegiance to another and assume the rights of administration over their own affairs as granted to them by God. It is only natural that they should declare the causes which impel them to seek their independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that mankind in general has been endowed with certain rights by their creator, or certain intelligences and free will. That these assets should be employed by those in power toward the pursuit of righteous and just ends, as defined by God's guidance, and that whenever any form of government habitually transgress these bounds of righteousness and equity, it is the responsibility of God's serving people to champion the right of self-determination, to alter that government, and to institute a new form of administration that is in conformity with the eternal principles and values of God's law. A government which is both human-friendly and earth-friendly. Prudent and just means must be employed to accomplish the establishment of such a government. The time is prescribed methods to address tyranny are threefold. And this comes from the Hadith. The usage of the hand. If we have power, we stop wrong with our hands. That means physical, military force. If you don't have military force, then you speak out about it. If you cannot speak out about it, then you feel bad about it in your heart, but that's the weakest kind of faith. As an example, personally, if I were to live, say, in Iraq during the time of Saddam, it's automatic that you're going to be killed the minute you open your mouth. Even if your kids say, my daddy said this or that in school, finish, right? So, under those circumstances, number one, we wouldn't have the military power to stop him. Number two, you can speak out only once, then that's finished. So under those circumstances, many of us would opt for exile, develop a community, develop some type of process where we can move against a system like that. So for the United States, we have adopted a simple principle that applies to us in the United States. We don't have the military power, so we don't challenge the U.S. We don't even want to bother with the military. They said, do you want to do something? I said, absolutely not. We wouldn't even think about doing anything to you. I said, you have presidents, seeing Congress, they'll finish you off. We don't have to do anything to you. But here we have a phony freedom of speech. We have. Now, as a so-called American citizen, within reason, I can do and say, I can say anything I want. Right? But I have to know the limits. The FBI have been on many programs and they've asked him, why isn't that Imam Musa in jail? He says, because he knows the limits of freedom of speech. He knows exactly where to go, where to cut it off, and what not to say, and what to say. That means you have to know what you're doing. You can't fight a monster and just jump up and start talking. You have to understand what you're talking about, who you're talking to, and what is the goal of this speech. So in America, it's not like I was in Iraq. I'm in America. I'm a citizen. We've been here for hundreds of years. They can't do anything to us. So it is our job, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to speak up on behalf of Muslims inside of America and outside of America who can't speak. Right? That's our job. That's what Allah placed us here for. And what we want to talk about tonight as we go on is each individual, each people, each group, each movement or organization have to find out, study themselves, the environment, and what is my purpose for being here? What did God put me here? What did Allah want for me? Of course Allah wants good, but what is my purpose, right? Once we find out our purpose, we're off to the races.
صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد الله
So it says The history of the Zionist occupied United States government has been one of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an oppressive and tyrannical world order. Prudence demands that we, the oppressed, list some of our outstanding grievances in this regard. The U.S. government has waged a 40-year war on drugs, which is in actuality a war on black people, characterized by the following aims: destroying the black family and community, in which they have been 100% affected; taking away constitutional rights and guarantees; turning urban centers into police states and criminalizing the whole black and Latino community. It has also maintained a war on terror based on falsely created Muslim threat. This staged war is actually meant to achieve the following goals: stopping the global Islamic revival, which has been steadily gaining momentum across the world from the U.S. to Palestine; branding the spirited self-defense, self-determination, and other good works of Muslims as terrorism, and changing the public image of Muslims from advocates of education, development, and social justice to one of barbaric and mindless terrorists. Just think about all of us. What do we encourage in all our communities? That our children get a good education so they can be responsible husbands, wives, parents, right? That's what we push. If you come to any center where we are, that's basically all you're going to hear about, is that we want to have higher standards, not only of truth and justice, but education, and we want to develop a higher standard for our own moral-led communities. That's what we want to do. That's not what the TV says we want to do, right? The television says that we're right here, right now, planning some barbaric terrorist activity. And then Malala just left, and he's wearing a turban, so he is automatically the leader of this terroristic cell here in America. He has to be. He comes from Iraq, don't he? He's an Iraqi. And he's Shia. So he's got to be the leader. What else is he doing here? To do good deeds? It's impossible. Why? Because we're barbaric, mindless, senseless people, according to CNN and everybody else. We're saying in our declaration, we're tired of that. We don't want to have any, we're not putting up with any more of that jive, as we call it. Let's see. It has steadily maintained a policy of torture and intimidation, denying Muslims due process of law, blowing up buildings around the world, using intelligence operatives and agents, provocateurs who often pose as Muslims, invading and interfering in our internal affairs directly or indirectly of Afghanistan, Somalia, Iraq, Pakistan, employing destabilization policies against Sudan and Iran, killing over a million people, that's all in all, from the first Gulf War to now, in Muslims in Iraq, and using governments like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Egypt, Jordan, and Algeria to suppress and fight against the global Islamic movement, which seeks only to secure its right of self-determination based on God's law. The last sentence is, it has denied the right of Muslims to freely collect and distribute zakat, which is an obligatory duty on Islam, or of Islam. It has placed masajid, Islamic schools, charity foundations, and Quranic institutions under the probe of the Gestapo, that is the FBI, surveillance network. It has converted imams into FBI informants. It has entrapped several innocent believers through deceitful intelligence operative scheme with the intent of demonizing Muslims in the public eye. All the above actions on the part of the Zionist-occupied U.S. government has created an atmosphere of pervasive fear that exists both nationally via the FBI, Homeland Security, Immigration and others, and internationally via the CIA and its partners in crime throughout the globe. We have constantly, I have a request here to speak about Imam Khomeini. Well, that's the reason I'm here. But you remember, when you talk about Imam Khomeini, you have to talk about the great job that he did. And now, we want to begin by, as Malana said earlier, you have to have some criteria to judge the greatness of a personality. So when we think about Imam Khomeini, we think of something that we heard many years ago in the West. It is some criteria that they use supposedly to judge the greatness of a person. And they call it this: greatness of purpose, smallness of means, and astounding results. So we would like to think about Imam Khomeini in these terms. Greatness of purpose. The purpose is to bring down the greatest dictator in the area, the fifth largest army in the world at that time, backed by the strongest military might in the world, United States government, and all of its allies. Right? So here's a man without an army. Remember, greatness of purpose, smallness of means. All other rebellions before, or great revolutions, even inside the United States, depended on a big army.